You're listening to Resonance 104.4 FM. It's almost 11 o'clock past four again, and I'm William English with another edition of Wavelength. This week's program features Ben Patterson, Fluxus performer whose activities predate the first Fluxus concert organized by George McCunis in Wiesbaden in 1962. Since the early 1950s, the German serialist composer Stockhausen had been at the center of vanguard music in Germany. His composition course in Darmstadt, attended by Fluxus artists Lamont Young and Nam June Paik, shared an orbit with the experimental Darmstadt circle of poetry and theater that in the late 1950s included Fluxus artist Emmett Williams. From 1958 to 1963, Stockhausen also worked with Paik in the influential electronic music studio of West German Radio in Cologne, as well as in the influential performance atelier of his wife, the painter Mary Bauermeister, also in Cologne. An international array of artists later associated with Fluxus circulated through this remarkable atelier. There's that clock again. Including Paik, Williams, Wolf Vostell, and the American Benjamin Patterson. The following two tracks are from a CD on the Algamargen label called Ben Patterson Early Works. The first is called A Simple Opera, recorded in Milan in 1999, and the second track, entitled Pond, dates from 1962 and was also recorded in Milan in 1999. Ben Patterson will be performing at the ICA on Sunday the 17th of December with Keith Rowe on the third evening of the 15th Festival of Experimental Music organised by the London Musicians Collective.
Simple opera. The Lago Tacoma version of 13499. Introducing the compositional practices of a certain late 20th century Fluxus artist composer. A Simple Opera. This work is entitled A Simple Opera because it is really very simple. It was simple to compose. It is simple to perform. And it is simple to understand. This opera has no heroes. No heroines. And no murky mythology. Certainly, you already understand this opera's formal structure. And probably also have decided not to expect surprises. Or profound enlightenment. Intellectually, this opera demands little beyond a patience. And perhaps a tolerance for high silliness. While this opera is certainly not one of my greatest works, it is surely one of my most useful works. It is very flexible . It can be performed by anyone anywhere using any instrument . It can be as long or as short as necessary. And the libretto can be and is usually quickly rewritten to suit any occasion. Thank you. However, I admit. This opera has one major shortcoming. A tautological problem deeply rooted in this otherwise brilliant formal conceit. The problem is that this form cannot produce a grand and thrilling climax. Such as normally leads to thunderous applause by the audience. Likewise, it cannot produce a resolution. Of sublime and poetic luminescence. such as also, after an appropriate silence, normally leads to a thunderous applause. Well, yes, I guess I do miss this applause. But finally, and in the end, art demands integrity.
That was a simple opera by Ben Patterson. The second track, also by Ben Patterson, is called Pond and dates from 1962.
Me,
So those were two tracks by Ben Patterson, who will be performing at the ICA on Sunday the 17th of December with Keith Rowe on the third evening of the 15th Festival of Experimental Music, organised by the London Musicians Collective. Both those tracks are available on a CD on the Algamargan label called Ben Patterson Early Works. So that leaves us with a few minutes before the end of the programme. So I thought we'd finish up with a John Cage track, which from a record called Fluxus Anthology. And this track is called Radio Music and dates from 1956. Thank you. Actually, that's the wrong track. It's one of those infuriating LPs with the sort of with a different label on it.
Sono le 22:30.
Per l'Europol è che gli stati rinun...
That was John Cage, Radio Music, 1956. That's Wavelength. Until next week at 4 o'clock. And coming up next is Scale Down.